the club has got relegated now. What's that done to the mood since Tuesday night, Wednesday morning here, would you say?
I think initially there was disappointment, really, because I really feel that it goes to show everybody the care and affection that we've all got for the football club. So there was genuine disappointment. Also as well, I think the disappointment came about because of the renewed hope that we generated around the football club within the community, that there was a great belief that we would take the season to the last game, which was a remarkable effort by everybody. But like I said earlier, you know, we'll take care of our own. But what happens in the week, we can't dictate to. So we were needing results to go our way. It didn't go our way, but it shouldn't take away what a marvellous sort of 5 or 6 weeks it's been.
Did you watch the game the other night at Swansea?
No, I didn't watch the game. I've not watched any particular game or results needing to go our way in this run. All we've just done is just focus here at West Bromwich Albion in what we've been about, really, and that's how we've gone about it. So I didn't watch the game at all.
So did you just check your phone for the result? Did somebody text you or call you? Or?
No, what I did was I was on my way back and sort of stopped off at the training ground just to pick something up, and then it was two of the staff cleaners what kind of, I think that when I walked into the building, I saw the look on their face and sort of knew it was, and I just said, that's the way it is, and we'll move on.
They say it's the hope that kills you in football, and that's the case, isn't it, here, particularly in the last few weeks since you've been in charge?
Yes, because obviously, like I said, because of what's happened in recent weeks, the place has been galvanised and everybody's bought into it. I'm not just talking here at West Brom. It's been neutral supporters as well, all up and down the sort of the country, you know. So it's been great, but also at the same time, you know, we still got a very, very important game to look forward to on Sunday. Another difficult game for us to all look forward to on Sunday. And, you know, I'm asking us all to refocus to get back on track with that game on Sunday.
And another huge irony was the fact that you were named the manager of the month just a few hours before the club's fate was sealed. But that photograph that has been published in a lot of places this week, very powerful one. Every single member of staff in the training ground you had in that photo, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it was important for me. From the first day when we stepped in, I spoke about the unity around the place, and it was to share the award with all my staff and the players, because without doubt, without them all working together, that award would be impossible, really. So I wanted everybody to see the very, very people that I was speaking about, the family and unity at this football club, who they are. So I wanted to share that accolade with them, really, as much as anybody else, to say that they're part of that award, and through their hard work and commitment, they too have shared in that award. And as I said, I'm the one that is able to pick it up, really, but I wanted to share with them so the outside world could see who I was on about.
So one more game to go. I'm going to stay professional as possible for the Crystal Palace game. It's Roy Hodgson, of course, somebody that everybody at this club knows very well, who's done a remarkable job to transform Crystal Palace from bottom of the table side, looking even at the early stage that he took over, like they were heading out of the Premier League, into a comfortable mid-table side come the end of the season.
Yeah, Roy's done a fantastic job at Crystal Palace. Does it surprise me? No, because he's an excellent man, a wonderful manager. He's proven that over many, many years. He's an excellent coach and a consistent coach, which has been excellent. So I look forward to seeing Roy. I look forward to seeing Ray Lewington, Dean Kiley, and Stephen Reid. You know, all good people in the game, and I look forward to seeing them on Sunday. But what they've all done at the Crystal Palace has been a remarkable job, and I congratulate them.
Well, this is game 6 of 6. What happens then for Darren Moore?
Yeah, like you said, you know, it's the sixth game. What we do, we go into the game like we've always done and prepared for the game. It's another hard task ahead of us. And then once the game's finished, Robbie, you know, we'll everybody will finish the game, and then we'll look to next week and see where we want to go as a football club. At this moment in time, I can only say that we, you know, we'll probably sit down next week and have a talk, because it will be after the game six. And again, if I'm speculating here now what's going to happen, then it will just be pure speculation. I wanted to focus on the six games. I'll get the opportunity to focus on the six games over these next 2 or 3 days. And then next week, we'll readdress for the future of the football club and what's going to happen. And then I'll be able to sit down and speak with them. Once I've spoken with them, then we'll let the outside world and everybody else know what's going on.
I hope you understand it would be remiss of me not to ask, do you want the job?
What I will say is that it'd be unfair for me to discuss that now, because I'm answering what the club's wanted for them six games, and we've not been there. So I want to remain and keep my focus on those, the sixth game, the final game. And after that, then I'll be happy to discuss and talk to the media and the people with regards to that.
But it would be a real feather in your cap, and I know you talk about the collective, but if you were to go out unbeaten in this run of six matches, that would be some considerable achievement from where the club was when you took over, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and again, you've put that there. It's things like records like that I just don't think about really too much, because it's all about just focusing on the game and the task ahead, which is a great, they're a good team. Palace, Roy's got them going as we know he would do. And again, you know, for us to get a result, we know that, you know, whatever squad of players we take down there and staff, we're going to have to be our real optimal best. And that's all I'm focusing on. Records and things, what's been going on, I've not really paid too much attention. I've just really been engaged in preparing for the game, and then when the game comes, staying within, engaged in the game, and that's exactly what I'll be doing on Saturday and Sunday, sorry. But if the record is to be unbeaten, then what wonderful achievement that would be. And as I said, you know, we just go to work and prepare for another difficult game.
Couple of final things. Fans are right behind you. A lot of them want you to get the job now. Players, likewise. Pundits are saying you should get the job. Kevin Campbell has come out and said that if you were white, you'd already have the job. What do you say about that?
Well, I know Kevin really, really well. And, you know, all I can just say is Kevin speaking from his heart, and he's making his views on the situation. One thing I've said when I've stepped into this role and the post, and that I can't dictate what people say on the outside. They're open to their own opinions, and I can't dictate that. All I'll continue to do is working hard for the football club in this honourable position that I've been placed in, and along it with the staff and players, we'll do the best we can for West Bromwich Albion Football Club and take it from there. What people are saying outside of that, we've got no control over that, and you know, you make up your own minds with that, but we'll just continue, and we'll just continue to work and see where it takes us.
And the club's hit the reset button in many ways. They're trying to incentivise fans to come and watch you in the Championship next season with the season ticket prices that have been announced. And if you are going to stay around into next season in whatever capacity, that can only, that sort of initiative, unify the club, which is what you've been about for the last 6 weeks, isn't it?
Yeah, Rob, you've hit the nail on the head there in terms of that unity, the value. And what I will say too is that it just goes to show that the club does value the supporters. They are of great value to the football club. And the club doing what they've done with the ticket prices for next season shows that value, that the importance, what you, the supporters, mean to the football club. And it's a clear message of intent by the football club towards the supporters, and I would endorse that on behalf of the football club, just to say to them, thank you very much for the support, but we'll need them even more than ever for next season.